of life is us, my friends.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hour 2, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I went to Australia once, and it was kind of a strange place. And I noticed, the real outback Australians, they had this accent, and I couldn't understand what they were saying unless I ran a post-processor on their words, and they'd say something, and then a few minutes later, I'd understand it. We got Chris out of Vegas. I kind of have to do that with you. Your words are, well, are you from Australia? Just kidding.
Well, watch me wobbly, Steve Bate. They're a dangerous breed.
What else you got for us today there, Chris?
Oh, well, there's a new movie or a new series running on TV called Bull. It's about attorneys, supposedly, and they claim in the first episode that the first rule is the client is the enemy. Wow. I thought that was rather noteworthy. And other than that, you know, it's just we live in this manufactured false narrative world where they're producing these events of crisis actor event-produced scenarios, false narratives, fairy tales put on TV for the masses consumption of the ignorant sheeple people. And so if we don't pay attention, critically think, analyze, and prayerfully interpret with the aid from the higher powers to guide us coming to the correct conclusions, then we'll be suffered to delusions, strong delusions, in fact. So thanks for you guys down in the Texas Republic and the TexNats and all the other groups down there for keeping the light on things. Keep on your pathway of moving away from the central Soviet-styled socialist, communist, Talmudic government. And move on to freedom of taking your own path and choosing your own right to self-determine your future. God bless America. God bless the Republic, and thank you for RBN.
Thank you, Chris.
Steve, there's a source of income for you. You're a computer guy. Why don't you create an app that'll do what Chris just said? I'm sure everyone will get it.
Well, I don't know, Alan. Hey, Chris, thank you for your call. John Jarnicki he has a tablet, President John Jarnicki of the Republic of Texas, and he says, well, I don't know what to do with this thing. Maybe I just shoot it. And I said, well, maybe I should make an app for it. And you download the app, and it turns it into a target, and you get one shot, right? And then the question is, can you actually get an app that you shoot the rectangle and has it email before it gets a bullet through it, right?
And strap it to the front of a pound of Tannerite, it'd be great.
I do see the connectivity of smartphones doing something to our culture. Do they add benefit? You can look stuff up and whatnot and what forth, but it also disconnects people from other people. Before we go to other callers, I'm going to bounce to Doc. What do you think, Doc?
Well, I think there's a lot of neat things you can do with apps, but it's funny. We had the power out here about a week ago for 4 or 5 hours, and people were out in the street on their phone calling, you know, because they don't know what to do. We're such an electronic age that if the power goes out, people are lost. You know, there was one thing I wanted to say listening to all this over the weekend. I saw a gentleman that came from one of the breakaway states of when it was the Soviet Union. And I guess we forget there's so many things we want to be better in this country, and we want it to be good for everybody. And he said, I came to this country with $50. I worked hard, and now I've got a great job, and I'm doing really well. And you can do it in America, even with all the problems America's got. So he realized there was problems, but he also realized it was still better than most everywhere else. And I noticed on the news this weekend that they kept talking about how fast they know everything. And you brought it up a little bit, Steve, about the guys that supposedly commit all these crimes. They had them on the radar before, and nothing got done. But after they've committed the crime, they catch them, and they know everything almost in the commercial break.
I know.
How about it's totally indestructible passport that survived the Twin Towers coming down? Wasn't that just a miracle?
I know. I've been seeing an awful lot of the faces of all the people that they point to did the whole September 11th things back in 2001. It's amazing that all those passports, survived. And so did all the people. How many people survived from that were the alleged hijackers?
Like 13 of them were calling up saying, hey, I'm not dead. I didn't fly that plane into those buildings.
I know. It's a crazy artificial reality. 1-800-313-9443. Hey, let's go over to Bob in Colorado. What's up in Colorado there, Bob?
Well, a little chilly this morning, a little frost on top of the car. But anyway, I was calling. I'm a retired police officer over 25 years, and I went through the police academy in 1977. And as my career advanced, I can tell you right now that I saw before I ended up getting disabled in 2000 on duty. But I could see that the new breed that was coming out of the academy, the police academy, their mindset was just totally, totally different. And we had an old chief of police, just a good old guy who's outside of Philadelphia. Had a nice little police department. Everybody pretty much just went out and just, we were more public-oriented than trying to write tickets. And then we had a new chief come in. He happened to come from Baltimore City. Oh, and the next thing you know, we're out there writing tickets. The next thing you know, he goes through the FBI Academy. Now we've got 300-page policy manuals, and now we have to go out there and void a letter of the law because we won't get our grants if we don't go out there and do what they want us to do. So slowly over the years, the government had a really great idea, and that is, hey, why don't we get these police departments to kind of get along with us, and we'll get along with them, give them some money, give them a few tanks here and there, and hey, we've got them because they got to sign this mutual aid agreement. And I think we're just in a lot of doo-doo, and I think it's too late to get out of it. So that was my point, and have a blessed day.
Man, that was great.
Hey, Bob, when did it change from protect and serve? And like you said, we used to get out in the community and just take care of our job and the people, and you guys looked at it as a service. When did that change? Who changed it where now they look at everybody as a civilian and they act like everybody's guilty before they're innocent? It's a whole new breed, like you said, but when did that happen?
I'm not too sure. We might have lost him.
I think Bob might be gone. I can tell you one thing. I saw it coming in, Doc, in the mid-'80s up in Arkansas where I grew up and where I was at the present time. I saw it in about 84, 85, somewhere in that range is when I saw it changing from police to law enforcement. That was personal experience. I had this uncanny ability for noticing things that, kind of make an impression on me, and that was just one of those subtle things that I did see.
I was just dealing with Colorado yesterday as I was rewatching a movie called Red Dawn, and my God, there are some movies that are just incredible, and they had some cultural stuff, and the Russians were our nemesis in that one. But looking at, the characters in the movie Red Dawn and, set in Colorado, just individual personal responsibility, the right to self-determination on the different groups that are taking that away from you. You know, I know Bob said that once they got that new police chief, he started bringing in, with some kind of outside agenda and corporatizing and financing the police departments. And then it became a source of revenue. I think that's where it went wrong, Doc, if I got Bob correctly. I don't know.
Incrementalism.
Well, like I said, if everybody listening, police and the rest of us, would just take a moment and think about, before you do anything, if you have the authority or the power or whatever you consider it, before you do anything, would I want this done to my daughter, my son, myself, my wife, my mom, my dad? And if the answer is no, back up and treat them like they're innocent. Treat it like it's your family and see where it goes from there. There's always going to be the jerks in this world you have to deal with. But I'm still convinced the majority of people out here are law-abiding good people. Even when they don't like the laws, they go along with them.
Oh, I hear you. Let's move on with the callers. What's it like in Louisiana, Richie? Are you out there?
Yeah, how's every? Good morning. Everything in Louisiana is bright and cheery.
Oh, I
at
like
least
that.
In my neighborhood.
Yeah. Have you read
this article on the front page of RBN about the ADL article?
No, not yet. I'll take a look.
It's a manifesto on how the authorities are to deal with the quote-unquote sovereign citizen movement, and it's rather lengthy, and it's something that they comprise, and it's a compendium of all of the different theories behind sovereignty and the Constitution and our rights as freeborn creations of God, and there's a lot of truth in it, there's a lot of supposition and presuming in it. I'd like to read one small paragraph and see what you think. It says, sovereign citizens believe that the illegitimate government, in parentheses, largely through the 14th Amendment, enslaved all Americans by creating a special class of citizens of the United States, members of which have no rights, only whatever privileges the government denied to grant them. The government tricked Americans into becoming citizens of the United States by offering them privileges such as driver's licenses and Social Security, which were actually hidden contracts with the government through which Americans unknowingly gave away their sovereignty. Sovereign citizens believe that they can tear up these so-called contracts, regain their sovereignty, and become immune to the illegitimate government, which they claim has no jurisdiction over them. Now, from my research into this for the past 10 years, every word of that is true.
Well, which part? What, the fact that they can become sovereign or, well, free again?
Here's what I'm getting at.
That's in the section of that document probably that says, respect my authority. Because that's all true, yeah. As far as I can see.
Let me ask you this then. You've heard before they talk about the national debt and how every citizen has got their equal share to pay it, right? And that your children or our children are in debt, our grandchildren are in debt. Is everybody on board with that? Have you heard that?
Well, they'd say that. Yes, I'm on board with that.
Here's my question, and what I'd like to bring to the court or the authorities: at what point does my child become indebted? Is it at the instant of their birth? Or when? How do they legally get their claws into an individual to where they can claim you owe a debt? How is my child, not even born yet, obligated to pay a debt?
Well, I know.
You start off with a birth certificate, right? That's your first contract.
That's what I'm getting at. At what point do they? Is it the birth certificate? And what if I refuse? That I don't need a birth certificate. I'll record this event in my Bible.
Right.
They will twist you some way. You've got to get a checking account, and if you sign that check, you look at that line and it says authorized signature. You've just created a contract and you're contracting with them. They get you one way or another. You have to have something. You have to play the game to a certain point to be able to survive in this society at all. You can't have something under your feet that they cannot take away from you because you have to pay property taxes on everything that's under your feet.
So, true or not true, a quote-unquote American citizen does not own anything.
True.
That's true, yeah. You know, so, I don't know.
The next question is there any status in the United States where some individual, that's another term they use in their statutes, that a created being of God, we the people, can own property outright. Is that possible in America?
No.
So there really, it is all a lie. We the people, to form a more perfect union, created by God with unalienable rights. That's all a lie.
Yeah, that's a lie.
In today's world, yes, unfortunately. And that's what we're trying to wake people up to see. You sound like you're a little bit mad, and it should make you mad. You know, I'll tell you about me. I'm not this radical person out here, okay? I like my personal privacy. I like my personal space. You know, it's not that I'm antisocial. I got to get along with people just fine if they can get along with me. I don't try to infringe my rights on anyone else.
Right. It's a, oh man, I like the idea. And republicbroadcasting.org is actually, you can find this article. I just saw it and, you know, it's up there. It's on the front page right now. John Stattmiller posted it up there and I'm going to have to go ahead and read through it. But I like the fact that the ADL is saying that there's a resurgence because I'm seeing that too. Because I'm seeing people trying to figure out how to achieve the right to a self-determination for themselves. And then we see the lies that we can own property. No, you can't. The lies that you can buy things. You know, that's a lie. But first we have to see it. And if there's a resurgence, oh my God, that's a great thing. The term sovereign citizen, that's a poison word, right? But at least they're saying what I'm seeing, you know, and that's good. And ADL, they're losing their power. You think? What do you think, Richie?
Well, the point of this article is to give to law enforcement agents as if the Constitution and those terms, unalienable rights created by God, are in fact a lie. And
they're making fun of it. Exactly.
And somehow those concepts are illegitimate for anyone to even conceive or believe that they are created by God and they have unalienable rights. And that's the impetus of this article.
Well, Richie, one thing, and I had the opportunity to speak to some people in law enforcement from the Attorney General's office in this state. They truly believe that they're doing a good thing and they're the patriots, and anybody that doesn't go along with all the statutes and all these rules and regulations is anti-government. And I tried to explain to them that they are the good people who are going along but trying to make things better and realize that the statute doesn't veto the Constitution, but they truly believe that they're the good guy and that the statute vetoes the Constitution. So communication skills are terrible because they're teaching these guys one thing and the average citizen says, no, that's not right. That's not the Constitution. The things you talked about were true when they were written, when this country and the state was formed, but they're not so true anymore.
Right. Well, that's my point of this whole call, is that while government employees think they're the good guys, that's as far as it goes. None of them know about the Constitution. And this is what I'm getting at, gentlemen, and I'd like all of your opinion. According to their own rules, this is all done in court, legally, with signatures and legalese and all. So if you don't engage in a contract, then how are you liable for any obligation? And one other thing I'd like to ask, and I'll hang up to let it go, is anyone being successful for this? I listened to Eddie Craig, and he approaches this not from a nut. He brings everything into a legal status, and it's done through the courts. Now, if there's no due process, then we really are a slave nation. I'll hang up and listen, gentlemen. Thank you for indulging me.
Wow. I go ahead, Alan. I just lost everybody. Hey, Alan, were you saying something?
No, I'm still here. I just said the best slaves are those that believe themselves to be free. Those are the ones that they can control. You think that you give them a little bit of what they call freedom. You know, they give you a liberty here, a liberty there, but it's not true freedom. Because like I said, if you don't have something under your feet that you can retreat to, that you can, I'm going to grow my own vegetables, I'll raise my own cattle, I'll make all my own food right here, and I won't have to use Federal Reserve notes for anything because that enables you in international commerce, and they get you any way that you go. The only true thing that the worth that you have is your brain and your muscles. And they've even taken that from us with income tax and the patents and yada, yada. And it's just, yeah, the whole world is a fantasy. It's a lie. It ought to make everyone out there mad. It makes me mad.
Well, like I said earlier, that law enforcement gentleman that just retired with 30-something plus years, he said the problem is they make them take that oath to uphold the Constitution, but they don't teach them that many of the statutes violate the Constitution.
We'll be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back again. short segment, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we were just talking with Richie out in Louisiana, and we were talking about an article that is posted on Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org, and it talks a little bit about the ADL and how, you know, whatever, how they're saying there's a resurgence of the sovereign citizen movement. And yes, I see that. I see that clearly, but I don't really say sovereign citizens or sovereign blah, blah, blah. The right to self-determination is what is most critical for us as people, as beings. It's, well, important for us as groups, as entities, but we don't have that. And it is wonderful watching people go through and, well, challenge the system and say, no, I exist, right? I'm not representing myself. I'm presenting myself. How can I, what, divide myself and, you know, split myself in two? That is crazy. I don't know what else I need to talk about on that. I definitely am, well, not the one to be talking about that because you confuse me sometimes, guys. So we're gonna move on with the callers. Let's jump to it. It looks like they're really backing up today. Hey, Mike in Kentucky, are you there?
Did I hear you say that article about the sovereign citizen, not ACLU, who was it that has these materials out?
It's the ADL, Anti-Defamation League,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Defecators, well, or whatever.
And the FBI, as I understand it, they were trying, I guess Morris Dees was trying to some kind of quasi-official power, and they fell away from the FBI too, as far as their credibility with the FBI is somewhat waning, as I understand it. So yeah, the ADL may have lost some of its credibility, but yeah, there's a video of guys being taught, you know, law enforcement being taught. I think even here in Kentucky, out in Western Kentucky, they taught that, you know, about the founders being terrorists, and that if you didn't agree with them, they took your head off, you know, and stuff like that. The presenter were talking about how the founders of this country that we have on the banking cartel strip and current coin, which isn't money, it goes much further than just not being able to actually own property in your natural state, I believe. I'm not even sure if you own your corneas, because in the state of West Virginia, if you're incapacitated and they think you're dead, they can just take your corneas, and there's been people that's woke up without them. So you're considered a human resource resident subject, I think. They've turned, like George Orwell, with this legalese speak, they've turned everything into some kind of substitute, genuine imitation, walnut veneer bullcrap. There's just the problem is these guys in blue, a lot of them, have drunk the Kool-Aid. And so whether they're on steroids or not, they've been so propagandized and radicalized that when they deal with the public, you know, their idea is that they don't catch the vast majority of the criminal activity that's going on out there anyway, so everybody's pretty much guilty until proven innocent. That's what's going on. So they already start with the attitude that they got, you know, they've pulled over somebody that's going to be belligerent and disrespectful, and it's almost like they've got a chip on their shoulder. They're looking for any excuse to escalate it. If you don't call them by the proper terms that they consider respectful, you know, officer or sir or that kind of stuff, which I was taught that in America, it doesn't recognize titles and nobility. So, you know, throughout the South, people are taught, you know, sir and ma'am, but
that's a thing. It's totally different, right?
Well, you know, sir is a title of nobility, and
okay,
and Mister
we might be using it out of we might use it out of context, right?
Well, not Mister works back to master. So you call somebody Mister, that's actually works back in the English to master. I mean, we can split hairs about how the language has changed, just like in the Second Amendment where it talks about well-regulated. That doesn't mean a bunch of federal regulations. We have a language barrier with the intent of the language there. You know, going back into the steam age, an engineer kept the regulation of a steam engine adjusted.
What the definition of is?
Well, you know, that's an abuse
that's
the other direction. That's an abuse the other direction.
Is this Mike Parsons?
No. I run a local media outlet here in Kentucky, and it's all under attack. I think they're trying to get rid of all the independent media they
can. Hey, hang in there, Mike. We're going to go through the break, and I want to ask you a question when we get back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
sometimes I like wonder if we're going sideways on a subject, but I think they all do tie together. Hey, we've got who do we have on the line? We have Mike out of Kentucky, and we were talking a little bit about ADL and their special report about, you know, the resurgence of sovereign citizens movement. And I wanted to ask you this, Mike, before we move on. I see we got a few callers still lined up. Do you actually see what the ADL is reporting is happening yourself in this world? You know, do you see a rise in people that are looking for their own individual right to self-determination, right?
Well, the concept I would put forward is, and this should be of no surprise to those in authority, and I don't think it is for a lot of them that are fomenting a lot of this, is if you have a ball of jelly in your hand and you try to squeeze that, you just end up with a sticky mess and it slips through your fingers. And that's what they surely have to realize. The tighter they turn the screws down on the population, the more there's going to be that slips through their fingers, and it's just going to end up a sticky mess. Now, our founders warned us that there is no government that can govern a bunch of amoral thieves. You know, basically, the government that they designed was for a moral Christian country, and so all these forces that are coming against that is making for an ungovernable mass of people that are always looking for loopholes and ways out. And I think, you know, the way forward is going to have to be some sort of a revival, and we're going to have to really do a lot of prayer warrior work for any independent media that you want to keep. Any independent media is vulnerable right now because they are tightening the screws down on all the spectrum to where they're trying to get rid of legitimate licensed stations that have been on the air for a long time. And if you screw up your paperwork in any way, deleted, that kind of thing. So, you know, I was really concerned about, you know, Republic Broadcasting there for a while with y'all's phone issues, because that really curbed a lot of the interaction that was going on that I used to hear there for a while. So I'm sure there's a lot of prayers that were said to keep, you know, to get that fixed. And you had an angel come in and fix that.
Well, it's good that it's back, the 1-800-313-9443. Yeah, Federal Reserve notes, okay, yeah. I get that, you know, international.
You know, I would take that, because unfortunately the phone companies will not pretty much answer to prayer, I don't think, either, but Federal Reserve notes is what they require.
Well, when something gets lost, like they claimed, you know, that the toll-free number got lost and they switched it over, you know, and then it takes an expert to come in and fix it, you know. I have screenshots of arguing with a Bell Lab scientist that I recorded his conversation. He was a Methodist, and he's like trying to cuss me out and say that what I was having problems with couldn't happen. You know, I'm a Bell Lab scientist, and I invented a lot of stuff, or we invented a lot of stuff, and you don't have a bleeping clue, and he's cussing me out and all this stuff. All of it's been revealed now since Snowden, the Snowden files, and more. Whatever you think of him, but we are in a technocratic state or age, and there's all kinds of shenanigans that can be pulled as far as electronic harassment, and, you know, all your ethereal blips of the mind you have in a bank account can vanish.
And like you said, don't confuse me with the facts. My mind's made up.
I'll let you guys go, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. Really appreciate that. Hey, Jerry out of Chicago, let's get you in here. Thanks for hanging on the line.
Hey, I had to chime in one more time. You asked when the police started to change. Actually, it was 1984 under Ronald Reagan's continuity of government, where he started militarizing local and city police departments, municipal departments. And it was one size fits all. You can plug and play. So if you had a big thing going on in Chicago and they needed more police, they could bring them in from Philadelphia, Tucson, Oklahoma City, anywhere, and they would fit right in, probably be given a task to do with somebody that knew the area because of the geology behind it. You know, I don't know my way around Philadelphia as I do Chicago. So if that makes any sense.
You are correct, Jerry. That was Rex 84. Thank you for reminding me of that when I said 84, 85, because that took place at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, just right outside the town I was living in at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing by the time we actually started seeing it, it probably was 4 to 5 years later. So I'm guessing right around the end of 1980. And keep in mind, the movie Heat with Robert De Niro, that kind of helped the situation. And that movie was based on the two guys, I guess they were from, they were foreigners from another country. And it never, from what I've seen of the videotapes of that, it never seemed like they tried to escape with the money. So if that don't, MK Ultra, MK Naomi, MK Search was in plan right there. These guys were...
All of it, yeah.
Does that help at all, Doc?
That helps a lot. Thanks for calling back on that. Because what I'm seeing today is the media seems to be trying to drive a wedge between citizens and the people that we once thought served and protect, and they're making things worse. It's all about mutual respect. You can't pull somebody over for some silly thing, and then, as Alan said earlier, it's like they're looking for the least little thing to happen so they can escalate it out of control. It's become crazy. Every job should be important, not just the media and anybody associated with enforcing laws.
Hey, real quick, you know, Doc, when you say the word citizen, my soul just screams. And I guess that's a poison type thing, though, that word. I don't know. I know other people.
They've corrupted it from what we were taught that it actually means.
Right, but we can't let them do that to us. You know what I mean? We should be able to speak the words that we know have a different meaning. And what did General Patton say during World War II? That the English and the Americans were two nations separated by a common language, and that's the problem we've got today. They've learned how to divide people and make other words mean different things, and nobody trusts anybody. The mutual respect isn't there, and they act like everybody's job's not important unless you're a first responder, and that's wrong. It should be everybody's important.
This is all the, like I said, it's been a long-term plan. It's written in several places. If you, do some investigation, you can read these things and look at what's gone on in the past, and the timeline is pretty much on time. You know, if something gets caught, talked about, comes out in the open too much, they'll pull it back and they'll give it another name like Obamacare, not Hillary Care, now we got it. Or the click it or tickets. Crap, it's incrementally, they bring it in. These people are smart. I wish I could appreciate and admire what they've done.
Hey, Mike in Tennessee, hang in there. I want to ask Jerry out of Chicago one more question as we go forward. I know my recourse for this whole thing is to try to bring Texas independence back, right? Try to restore Texas, right? And I'm not the only one working that direction. Now, what do you see? I mean, the cultural manufacturers, you talked about a whole bunch of different subjects in there relating to, the police shifting from protect and serve to, respect my authority. And what do you see as recourse? Because somehow we've got to throw this off. Is it possible with the cultural manufacturers out there telling everybody else what to do and or what to say and what to believe?
Boy, that's a tough one because I'll be honest with you. I live in a suburb right across the street from Chicago on the south side, and it is a small suburb. It's in dimensions. It's 1 mile by 1.5 mile square, rectangular. And here's the other thing, too, is there's probably 27, 28 police employees at our police department. Not one live in this town. They all moonlight from another department where they work full-time.
Wow.
So, I remember years ago, the local cop that pulled you over lived in the town. He went to the church. He used the grocery store in the town. You've seen him at the pizza parlor on his off days and things like that. And he was known by name or a title, chief, make it simple. Hey, chief, or captain or lieutenant,
Officer Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, or by name, you know, and you probably went to school with this kid. I went to school with one of the chief of police's daughters. I graduated with her in grammar school, you know, so they were regular people, just like the garbage man, you know, the garbage man from the town, the milkman, the postman. They lived close by. You knew them because you had them for 15, 20 years delivering to your house, so you knew them by name.
Right.
And that's all gone. You don't know who the hell you got now. Or where they live, and they don't care, and, you know, it's a total mess. In fact, I wanted to tell you a little story that happened about 4 years ago at a local tavern. We went up there for a birthday party, had a few beers and some pizza and everything. There were two guys at the bar. They got into an argument. They stepped outside. They threw a couple punches at each other. They were good friends, and they walked back in the bar, and they had a drink. One guy had a bloody nose, and the other guy had a bloody lip. The cops made a big stink about this, and they were standing in the bar. With there were four of them. Said, we can take you in, and we can put you in jail right now. And finally I walked up. I said, I don't mind to intrude on this, but there's two guys, you know, they're in a bar situation, beer muscles. They went outside. They duked it out. They walked inside, shook hands, bought each other a beer. What's the big deal? Who did they hurt? What crime did they commit? Whose rights did they violate? Who called in and made the complaint? Mm-hmm. And the cops with their jaws right around their shoelaces, like, you got a lot of nerve. This is none of your business. Back away. I said, I'm going to back away, but I just wanted to add my piece. So I backed away and quit drinking because I figured they'd sit outside that bar until I got in my vehicle and followed me home.
Yeah, because you became the enemy that
night. And we shouldn't have to live like that, should we? Everyone ought to be just pissed off about this whole situation. We shouldn't have to live like that in fear.
No, you shouldn't. But, you know, here's the other thing, too, is I have friends that are cops. And these friends of mine, you know, you don't see them that often, you know, 4 or 5 times a year for get-togethers and things like that. But for the most part, their best friends are cops.
Right.
Okay, and they don't go out of their way to make other friends that aren't in the trade that they are. They've got something to talk about. And the other thing that gets me is when these cops walk around and they puff out their chest like, hey, you know, you're going to answer my questions and everything. Hey, man, what are you even asking me a question for? Do I look like I did this thing that you're accusing me of? Where's your evidence?
No,
see,
we don't need
evidence.
I authority.
They don't need evidence. I get it.
South Park made fun of it, but that's what it is.
Wasn't it a past several years ago that said something about a cop's word is truth?
Hmm.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
No,
I
think
thank you. I haven't had in a while.
Well, you guys remember the bartender, the little bartender that got beat up by an off-duty cop that wanted another drink, and she cut him off, and he walked behind the bar and beat the hell out of her? This is about 5 years ago.
That sounds familiar.
This was in Chicago, up on the north side of Chicago, and what happened was this poor girl was scared for her life because all of his friends that were cops were coming around saying, you really need to drop the charges or, you know, bad things can happen and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. Well, that cop got fired, okay? But that doesn't mean he went to Tucson, Arizona and got a job as a cop. And the funny thing was is that he had a criminal record before he ever became a cop. So apparently they don't screen you too well.
It makes perfect sense in what they're trying to create. They want the strife. You know, if there wasn't ever any reason for them to be there, you know, if we all got along, would the police force get their new cruiser vehicles and their new toys and their new gadgets and stuff? If there wasn't some, I mean, false flags are everywhere. It's not just at the 9/11, you know, magnitude. They are everywhere. You know, you hear about the guy, fireman who goes out and starts a fire so he can go and be a hero and, you know, and put the fire out and rescue people. You know, this stuff does go on all the time, but it goes on behind closed doors, so you don't hear about it. Like, you know, like I said, the people doing this don't do it in the open. They do it behind our backs, and they get all these people, like Renee from North Carolina says, all these the order followers, those are the ones that are at our level that we've got to be concerned with.
You know, you talk about the other police. I saw an old episode of Andy and Mayberry, and they asked him why he never carried a gun. And he said, you know, I thought about it, but I was afraid that sometimes people might pretend to respect me for fear of the gun. And he said, I just want them to respect me for being one of them and working with them.
Exactly.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for the call. We got to move on to Mike in Tennessee. I really want to get through all the callers. But, man, that was a great call. Appreciate you, man. Hey, Mike, are you out there?
Greetings. Mike from Tennessee. Hey. I heard my name call. I thought I'd call in.
Mike Parsons, yeah, you've got an interesting story. We ought to have you on for an hour at least sometime.
Yeah, just give me a holler sometime. Be glad to. I just wanted to mention Eddie Craig. I've spoken to him. He doesn't understand or accept that the United States government is a corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet. His only solution is a statute-based solution where you go into their system. And the reality is that all of your statutes are nothing more than corporate policies. You're not subject to it because you're not a government employee. You're not part of the corporation unless you consent. And the thing about the citizenry, you're not a citizen. A citizen is a slave or a subject. Neither one are beneficial to us. We are the sovereigns. There's no such thing as a sovereign citizen. A sovereign is a creator. Learn the true definitions of these words, folks, and you'll discover that, yeah, they're playing word games and mind games, and if you follow their trail and you don't do your research, you're going to be led down that path to the brick pits.
When you,
Jerry, I heard you say one thing, Jerry, and you said, do all you can to stay out of their system, but once you got into it, you did something in particular that kind of happened locally here, too. I'd like to. We need to have you on. It'd be interesting.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. We will make that happen. I understand. But when you say Eddie Craig, are you talking Logos Radio, Rule of Law Radio? Is that
correct?
The same one? Okay.
Yeah,
haven't listened to him
for
a while.
Yeah, I was on with him probably about 2 months ago. And I explained the situation I'm dealing with currently and explained the truth of the matter, and he will not recognize the truth that the United States government is a corporation. No different than Walmart. If you can wrap your mind around Walmart being out there blocking the highway, forcing people to go in and basically get a gift card, and if they didn't have the money to get a gift card and pay for stuff, then they would literally arrest you, put you in the warehouse, and make you work until you could raise enough money to buy stuff at Walmart.
Dang the music. Hang on. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Okay, we're back. Short segment. Ran out of time again. Hey, Mike, for you, corporate United States of America listed on Dun & Bradstreet, how do you prove that, man? Because, you know, I'd be interested to find, from what I'm told, I'm listed there, too. How do they index that thing?
Yeah, if you just go to Dun & Bradstreet and search United States government, and it's there. If you're wanting to get a little bit deeper into this, go to anticorruptionsociety.com and click on the Lawfully Yours tab, and it's a good primer on what's really going on. But yeah, you can go to your state secretary, attorney general, and he'll, you know, off the record, he'll inform you that, yeah, they're a corporation. All of these all-cap names, state of, city of, go to the Act of 1871 and do your research. The Act of 1871 converted the United States into a corporation, and every state became a corporation thereafter. It used to be the Republic of Tennessee, Republic of Texas. You know, you were an inhabitant of the Republic of, but you are not a subject to, you are not a constituent of, you are not part of them, they were part of you. You were the sovereign, you were the creator, and that's what the Native Americans taught the Europeans, is that we don't have a king, we don't have slavery, we're all independent out here, and all the states were independent countries. And that's how they stood as independent countries, free to be left the heck alone, and this United States was only derived in order to do international trade and to organize in the case of an invasion, stuff like that. It was hijacked. The whole thing needs to be, we're under attack. They've declared war on us. They're just not telling us that. But effectively, the people that are outspoken and waking up the masses in the middle, they're coming after you and me, and they're taking us out one by one. So we have to respond appropriately, because otherwise, we'll soon be gone.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. You know, man, we got to get in touch. We got to dive deeper into this subject a little bit. Hey, how do we get in touch with you? You want to leave your phone number with the board op, and I'll give you a call later today, and we can talk?
That's fine.
Okay, Sam, you want to hold him over after for a second? Or
he also, I believe, has MikeParsons.org. I believe he has a website also that you...
Oh, okay. Well, forget that, Sam. I'll go to MikeParsons.org, and I'll make my own rabbit trail.
You're not gonna find a phone number there, but what you will find is an email address at the very top of the homepage. If you read down to the first end of that little blurb right there, that's my email, and you can contact me if you need to, or if you'd like to. That way, I'm more than happy to share any information. But the reality is, I've had some successes. They've actually dismissed the charges against me three times. They don't want to disclose why or how. And if you read the transcript where I asked the judge, the form of the court, he says, I'm not going to tell you. When in a legitimate court would they not tell you the form of the court? In a kangaroo court, of course. And that's what this is. It's made up fiction. It's a fraud. and the average person doesn't know that, and it's time to wake people up. It's really past time.
I was sitting in a courtroom not long back where the judge actually admitted that it was a statutory court.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually in dispute right now as they modified the transcript of that particular court proceeding, and they scratched it. They edited it, and that's kind of fascinating. Well, I don't know. Wait, thanks for the call, Mike. I really appreciate it. Republic of Texas radio show. We talk about a lot of stuff here. We do talk about Texas independence. We talk about the world around us. All this stuff is important and all goes together. We're trying to achieve the right of self-determination for individuals and, well, groups of peoples, let's say, Texas. We need to get free, folks, so I don't know, do something. Take care.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.